I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about nutrition during pregnancy. Nutrition is vitally important during the growth of your newborn child, and it's very important that you get educated and understand what your body needs, when your body needs. And I recently heard some patients tell me that their doctor said no juicing during pregnancy. I, in fact, been recommending my patients, pregnant patients, juice. I sent them to the Balance B, which provides organic, natural juice that's been made within the last 72 hours that I know is safe and effective and potent, full of the nutrients the patient needs. So I just wanted to talk through that because I don't want patients out there thinking they should not be juicing during pregnancy. I'm adamantly against that statement, not only as a clinical nutritionist and certified traditional naturopath for 20 years, but also as a parent, because too many parents out there are unaware of the needs of nutrition during pregnancy. If there was things I would tell you not to do during pregnancy, it's I'm not going to refrain from choosing. I'm going to tell you not to go to McDonald's. I'm going to tell you not to eat fried foods. I'm going to tell you not to drink sodas. I'm going to tell you not to eat high sugar foods. That's what you're not going to do. But juicing, in fact, it's a vital piece unless you're able to consume a significant amount of vegetables during the pregnancy. So in the beginning of pregnancy, the body's starting to make what's called a notochord, a part of the nervous system that becomes your brain and your spinal cord. And it's essential to have high levels of essential fats during that period of time. In fact, three research studies have showed the IQ of the child, it was directly affected by the lack of or enough essential fatty acids. As the body begins to develop in the second trimester, making more more organ systems, more tissues, high need of vitamin C, high need of vitamin E, all the antioxidants. And as we get into the third trimester, we're going to need more calcium, magnesium, and iron. And it's a common misconception that dairy is the best source of calcium. Dairy, normal dairy, cow's milk, there's so many issues with the cow's milk. First is not only high in calcium, but it's high in phosphorus, and phosphorus is acidic. When you pull that phosphorus out of your body, excrete it, it pulls the calcium with it. So you're not getting the impact of the calcium in the tissue that you would think. And you can look at epidemiological studies showing that the dairy-consuming nation, the highest dairy-consuming nation in the world is the United States. The United States has the highest level of osteoporosis on the planet. So high dairy, the dairy food group was actually made by the American Dairy Association. So it's just one of the many, many, many misconceptions in nutrition, especially during pregnancy. So to get that high level, I recommend juicing. I recommend getting a high potency calcium, magnesium, and you're also getting the B vitamins and high vitamin C. You're getting all the nutrient vitamins and the minerals that we're going to need for that pregnancy. Now, I'm not saying do not take the multivitamin, do not take additional calcium. That is important. But to finish off the food consumption, juicing will give one more layer of potent vitamins and minerals that you need to finish off your eating plan. And then I do recommend supplementing on top of those foods. One of the juices that have been shown to really help with pregnancy is beet juice. And if you have beet juice a couple of times a day, it will lower blood pressure for those in the final stage of pregnancy where the blood pressure is starting to rise. Another common symptom during pregnancy is constipation. Beet juice actually helps with constipation as well. Beet juice can even have an effect on anemia. So the goal here is to make sure that we're consuming high-potency nutrients and try to do everything we can to not consume any medications during your pregnancy. So I would recommend about juicing once per day, first trimester, and then second and third, I'd go to two juicing twice a day. If you don't have access to a juicer or you're not gonna wanna make it, I'd recommend a company such as Balance B that makes the juice and fresh, new juice every 72 hours, no preservatives. You can feel safe and you're getting very potent nutrients for your unborn child.